All right. Let's talk Western Derby, though, right now. Michael Walters is with us on the line. Fremantle have run the derbies for the last couple of years. They've run this town. It's been purple. Will it continue on the weekend? Michael, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. We're okay. How are you?
I'm going good. Up nice and early, so getting the kids ready for school, which is always good. I'm putting in the hard yards ever since the last 10 days we've been in Adelaide, so the wife's got me doing some work.
Got you working. this is probably a nice little bit of a break then. And now, I know you're a very positive person, Michael, but would you be happy not to play at Adelaide Oval again in the short term?
Oh, look, it's one of those things. You know, Adelaide Oval's an unbelievable stadium, unbelievable ground, and the deck's immaculate, but I don't promote going over there and having two close games.
No.
I wouldn't want to do that again, no.
How was the review of the closing stages of that game against Port Adelaide on the weekend, Michael?
Yeah, look, there's definitely some things that we could have done better. But also, at the same time, you know, there's a lot of confidence we take from those games. Like I said, they're both two close games. We're right in front up until the dying moments. And, yeah, there's a lot of learnings, that's for sure. But then there's also a lot of things that we did right, and we need to make sure that we continue on with those because we are going in the right direction.
Mike, I don't want you to name names or give away key intelligence, but were there some aspects in both defeats, particularly late in the game, where the side perhaps made the same mistakes, or were they a little bit different?
They're a little bit different at times, but at the same time, it was whole team mistakes rather than individuals. So it's one of those things where it's like, you know, we did the right things, but then also we need to do it for a longer period of time. And, you know, to give the other teams credit, Port Adelaide's an unbelievable team. You got a lot of quality players. That, you know, that midfield's going strong, and they're going to be real contenders this year, and also Carlton as well. Although they got beaten by Adelaide on the weekend, they've had a great start to the year with a lot of gun players as well. So, like I said, we definitely take those losses on the chin. We cop it on the chin, but then at the same time, we take real confidence from that as well.
And just on that, Michael, what you do touch on, giving credit to the opposition side, is it one of those ones with that last goal in particular, so it's Butters out of the middle, Rosie's able to get the ball at half forward and then kicking it long to Horn Francis. Is that just a case of they're good footballers and it's hard to keep them down for 120 minutes?
Yeah, it is. And also on the flip side with that too, we need to make the most of every opportunity that we get. We definitely left some scoring opportunities out there at Adelaide Oval and in the both games. And, we are, like I said, we were up for closing periods of those games and just little missed opportunities that we had going forward sort of shot ourselves in the foot as well. But, yeah, like you said, you know, Zach Butters and those types that are running to that midfield, you know, they only need little certain moments to really make an impact on the game. So, there's a lot of things to go in AFL footy that can go the wrong way for you, but then also the right way for opposition. So you just need to make sure that you negate the opposition, but then at the same time, you need to make sure that you make the most of every scoring opportunity that you get.
Now, Michael, we had a good chat to Ryan Crowley yesterday morning, and he said, if anyone tries to tell you that the Derby is just another game, they're telling porky pies. Is it just another game?
Yeah, the RAC Derby is... Look, I'm glad they won on the weekend because it does make it quite interesting, doesn't it?
It does.
You know, yeah, they got a young firing team, and it's amazing to see what confidence does. And RAC Derbies are another game, but it is different. It is different in a way that it creates division in households, especially here in West Australia. And it's the crowd's going to be fully fledged flying from both sides now because obviously we come off two losses and West Coast come off a really good win against Richmond. So it does make it intriguing.
Michael Walters is with us on the program this morning ahead of this weekend's clash against the West Coast Eagles. When we did speak to Ryan yesterday, he spoke about that there was the famous game in London. I'm sure you're aware of, Michael, where the two sides came to blows. And he said that Andrew Embley was always one of the West Coast Eagles players that he had a few run-ins. Has there been a player from the West Coast Eagles over the last couple of years, or maybe even towards the start of your career, that you looked at and said, oh, I'd really like to just cross paths with you out on the footy field?
Yeah, well, Nick Knapp's one of those players. He's definitely, obviously, he's a close mate of mine. He's like a brother, and we got drafted together, and as young kids, we always wanted to play, well, we always did play footy with each other, and to finally run out there against him is always a lasting memory in my mind. But to go out there and not only just try and hit him or whatever, I remember him crouching down one game, and as he's getting ready for a ruck, I sort of just came in and just nudged him and knocked him over a little bit, and he got a bit angry. So those are lasting memories, and footy's one of those games where it's always full of memories, full of excitement, full of entertainment, and that's definitely something that's sticking with me for a long time.
What's your most favoured derby, Michael?
That's a good question.
The one that stands out?
I reckon the one that stands out for me is the Hayden Ballantyne shot after the siren. It touched on the line or it hit the post. I didn't play that game, but wasn't from the stands. It was one of those things that was back and forth. And Ballas, I didn't even think he could make the distance from 52 metres out, but slight angle, had the shot after the sign to win the game, and he thought he won it. Everyone thought he won it. As the ball was travelling in, he went running, celebrating as he usually does, and dropped to the ground because the ball was touched. So those are one of the lasting memories of a derby for myself.
I've always wanted to ask you as well about the hanger that you took on Jeremy McGovern one day, because he gave you a little pat on the back as well when you got up, and as if to say, good mark. Did you think you'd ever take a hanger over a key defender like a Jeremy McGovern?
I've been doing it for years. Nah. to be honest, someone like Jeremy McGovern, who's unreal in the air, I had to jump early. I don't know if it's, looking back at the footage, I had to jump a couple of milliseconds earlier because I wanted to get that little ride before he jumped. And he gave me a little boost. He gave me the chicken wing arm and lifted me up and held me up there for a little bit like I was a little baby. And as I was coming down, I caught the ball, and as I was coming down, I glanced at him and I saw a smile, and it was a bit weird because it felt like I was in the air for a long time, and it sort of felt like time pretty much stopped on me. So I got to see his smile, but from that, the main memory I got was him and Brad Shepherd having an argument the entire time on the way back to the goal square. That's something that that sticks with me because Brad Shepherd wasn't holding back as well. When Brad Shepherd was playing on me, he was meant to box me out, close me away, so Jeremy can take an easy mark, but instead he let me go. So that's one of the memories I get as well.
Okay, a front row seat to a little bit of an altercation. Now, no Sam Switkowski this week. Does that place a little bit more pressure on yourself?
It does and it doesn't. We like to think the next man in plays their role, and we got a lot of small forwards that are that have had strong pre-seasons, and over the pre-season as put their hand up for selection. So it is a big loss. His forward pressure and craft is a hard one to try and emulate, but at the same time, we've got a lot of boys that can step in and play that role.
So from the smalls to the talls, how's Sean Darcy tracking along?
Yeah, I think Sean's going pretty good. He flew across Adelaide. It was a chance last week. I'm not really sure on the detail, but I'm pretty sure that he has to get through training today. And speaking with him, throughout the week, he seems pretty eager to get back out there. So that's good signs for us, and there's no doubt that would help Luke Jackson along the way throughout the year as well.
How much better a side are Fremantle with Sean Darcy in it, Michael?
Yeah, he's unbelievable. He's one of those players that can just whack it down your throat, a bit like Aaron Sandland. So he's a quality player. And like I said, it also frees up Luke Jackson. Luke Jackson's able to play a forward role at times as well. So that frees him up to come down there and be a big target for us because he's such a quality player. in the guts, but then also going forward, he's dangerous in the air, but he's also dangerous on the ground as well.
Well, last time you were at Optus Stadium, Michael, you almost kicked goal of the year with that half volley off the ground. It would have put any of the round ball game players to shame, I reckon, with how good a goal it would have been. So we'll see if you can go one better through the big sticks this week and maybe a Glendenning Allen medal as well. That'd just cap it off perfectly. So go and get the Eagles this week, and hopefully we can be chatting about a Fremantle win and a Michael Walters masterclass next Wednesday.
No worries. Thank you very much. And hopefully everyone gets down to the RSE Derby, and hopefully it's a good one.
Get those kids to school. Thanks for your time.
No worries. Thank you.